For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Your Saturday morning happy place, your weekend wake-up call, every Arizona homeowner's best friend. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, where we show up every Saturday morning and do what we can to help you enjoy your Arizona home. Whether you're trying to tackle a remodeling project, a maintenance project, a home improvement project, we'll put our remodeling experience to work for you like we have for the last 30 years, celebrating 40 years of being remodelers here in Arizona, 30 years of being on the radio. We've taken literally every question conceivable from every corner of the state, and you can join the conversation if you'd like to this morning. If you've got a project you're trying to tackle on this three-day weekend, give us a ring. It's a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. I want to mention on our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, that is an encyclopedia for Arizona homeowners. For the 30 years that we've been on air, we have taken every question we've ever been asked, and we have created the appropriate answer. All those questions and answers you can find on the website, RosieOnTheHouse.com. It is like an encyclopedia for Arizona homeowners. In particular, at RosieOnTheHouse.com, we've got an events tab, and you can scroll down there. About 30 of our Rosie-certified partners from all across the state are running Memorial Day specials, and you can find them there, as well as announcements for special events like the Open House Block Party for our new partner, Mexican Tile and Stone Company. They're going to have an open house party and barbecue times down in Tucson. It's next Saturday. It's one day only. Get down there and take a look. June 2nd from 8 to 3. There's no RSVP, no reservations required. Lots of awesome raffle items, hamburgers and hot dogs, and some great sale items. Get down and take a look at the Mexican Tile and Stone Company party next Saturday morning. Well, we were talking a little bit about how desperate some people are getting to recruit new help. If you're in the trades and you're not happy where you're currently working, maybe your boss doesn't know how to properly schedule jobs, doesn't know how to properly tool up your truck, doesn't know how to properly treat customers. If you want to upgrade your career in any trade in Arizona, just go to RosieOnTheHouse.com. I don't think I have a partner in the whole list that isn't hiring skilled, talented, polite, well-spoken, skilled tradespeople. You don't even have to be skilled. Maybe you just want to enter the trades. Those of you that are just finishing high school and you're not too interested maybe in going to college, like I wasn't, and I went into the trades – kids, coming out of high school, we could have you at over $50,000 a year, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year within just a couple years of getting out there. So instead of going to college and building up a six-figure debt figure, you like working with your hands, you like meeting a lot of great people, you want to learn a trade, learn some business.
Buy yourself a few years to figure out what degree to go into if
there you
wanted something later. And at that time, you'll have a little cash flow going. You can start paying for that education without becoming a debt burden. And you then would always have a trade to fall back on if,
perfect,
you know, data crunching number computer science, you find
if
after
a robot,
5 years of staring
robot,
at a computer.
If a robot is trained to take over your college educated job. A robot will never be trained to remodel someone's house on their property.
Can't sweat pipes in an attic.
That's right. All right, we're here with special guest David Byrne from Green ID, one of the Rosie-certified whole house energy audit companies. We've got stacked up here a couple questions. We were making fun of Radiant Barrier, and Cinda has called from Gilbert with a question about Radiant Barrier. Romy, why don't we bring Cinda into the conversation? She says she was actually considering it. Cinda?
Yes.
Good morning.
Hi.
You heard us trash-talking Radiant Barrier.
Yes, I did. So tell me crushing it off my list.
tell David and I what you were thinking about doing.
Okay. We did a kitchen remodel, taking an 1980 drop ceiling, unvaulted it, and remodeled the kitchen. So now I need to insulate over that part of the house. In the 80s, I did the blow-in cellulose. About 15 years, I did the blow-in yellow fiberglass stuff. And so now I'm trying to decide what I'm supposed to do. One of the issues that I found was when we replaced our AC about 5 years ago, when I went up into the attic on this remodel, they had moved the insulation all away from the air handler so that it was totally bare right there. So
that's killer.
Is blow-in the right thing? Is batting better? All what right. do I do around an air handler?
Okay, let me introduce you to Mr. David Byrne, Green ID. What's your take on that, David?
Hi, Senda. I like loose fill, blown-in insulation. Cellulose is your cheapest option. It's got the highest R value per inch. It's just recycled newspaper, cardboard that's fire-treated. It'll go around your can lights, under your wires, under your plumbing pipes, and you don't have to worry about alignment. And that's the thing, if you go with fiberglass bats, that you have to pay real close attention to, because the fiberglass bats need to be installed right. If you think of them like a blanket, the blanket's got to touch your skin to keep you warm. The bat has to touch the drywall 100% to work right. And it's labor intensive to cut it around the can light, to fit it under the wire and split the bat. And, you know, no one's going to put an eye on it after it's installed. So the loose fill insulation is the easiest and probably the least expensive way.
And the most thorough.
Yes.
Really. And Cinda, there's a statistic that says if you've disturbed 5% of your attic insulation, you've destroyed 50% of its effectiveness. So when they go up in your attic and they brush this stuff to get it out of the way so they can work around your air handling equipment, they've just decreased the efficiency of all your attic insulation by 50%. So here's what we're going to do. David, your phone number.
It's 602-926-1650.
Cinda, okay. David is going to come and give you a whole house energy audit, and I'm going to pay for it. So you're going to get a free whole house energy audit, and he's going to assess the insulation, and he's also going to look at the whole house, every component of it, and then you'll know what to do. So then I want you to take the estimate you had for radiant barriers and take 10% of that and send it to Habitat for Humanity, all right?
Okay.
All right?
I can do that.
We just saved you a bunch of money. Radiant Barrier is the next thing I'd like to run out of the state, right behind the – I won't go there.
Other products.
We've already run them out, so I don't need to run them into the ground.
It's been years since I heard a Power Factor commercial.
Power Factor correction devices. Yes, we've pretty well run them completely out of the state, with the threat of attorneys from San Francisco, New York, and Dallas going to come here, not only put me out of business, but beat me up.
Wow. Okay.
It was great. So, radiant barriers, they just don't, they don't do what they say they're going to do. They can work in certain applications, but if your house is properly insulated, it is good. They charge up to $2 a square foot to sprinkle that stuff in your attic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could be for a 2,000 square foot home, you know, with overhangs and everything else. It could be 2,500 square feet. It could be $5,000 of radiant barrier. You're never going to see a penny of that return.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a whole energy upgrade. They could get all new ductwork for around that cost.
Have you heard about the company down in Tucson that's buying people dinner and giving them energy consumption educations at the restaurant?
Yeah, even in Green Valley or
yes, mm-hmm. and then they sell paint on the ceilings that mm-hmm. cut your energy bill 40%.
Yes, yeah, we had a homeowner call us from that had one of those.
Yeah, absolutely insane.
There's a new product I got to see an install and. If one would work as a coating that would reduce it, this one seemed like it had the best chance of success, but it's a cork-based product that sprays to the outside of your home. Mm. And cork is supposed to never go above or below a certain temperature no matter what. And they've been using it in Spain. They use it in Canada a lot. It's new to Arizona. They've done a whole – the Tucson Spanish Chamber of Commerce is the oldest building in Arizona that has this applied. And – you know, they say moisture will transpose between it. It'll move through it, so you're not trapping the moisture inside the home, creating a mold problem. So that one,
we're watching.
I'm curious to see how that one's going to perform in over a 10-year period of time in the desert. That seemed like a much better product. A thin paint that's like a couple sheets of paper thick, reducing 40% on the inside of your home.
It's insane.
Once it's already through your attic. Through the insulation and the ceiling of your top of your drywall.
I'm so glad that homeowner called me. He says, "Rose, they bought me a nice dinner and they sold me an $8,000 paint job."
Then and that's where the relationship ends.
David, your phone number?
It's 602-924-1650.
Okay. That's Green ID, Rosie Certified Whole House Energy Audit. I told you I was going to let you go after this segment, but I'm not. You're going to stay one more segment because we have Steve in Santan Valley says he's actually had great results with Radiant Barrier. So you got to stay to help me talk through with Steve that situation.
Okay.
We'll take Steve right after the commercial break.